Stay tuned for Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy right here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so let me try and give her a call back.
And Psychic Cindy. Wait a minute. I just did that. Didn't I just do that? I just did that.
I know the mouse is annoying.
You have your own freaking mouse pad. Use it.
This is our mouse pad.
No, I don't have where it is.
Well, I asked you about Ouija board. Did you have one?
Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. Well, we do.
We lost the heater.
The heater pulled off. Got rid of all of our electric.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. Yeah, so we're back.
Okay.
We're back, baby.
So, sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. So now it was weird. Okay, so
everybody,
we're back.
We're back. Or no, it should be they're back.
Yeah, I'll have to find that and add it in there. Should
That's
happen.
Right, Robin.
Should happen.
That's right. No biggie. I thought maybe it was something I did. Oh. You never know.
Thanks, Andy. She says, "Hey, Ted, Cindy, and Invisible John."
Hello. All right,
so.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. All right, so now we're back, and we were...
Ruby's back, Jason's back, David's back, Tony's back, Bree's back, Ed and Robert.
Right, so, wow, that was just... We've never had a show just go... Poosh.
I know, that was... It was creepy.
Yeah, it just went...
Super creepster.
Dead.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
Much, I think, on one line, though, right, John? That's basically
what
happened.
Yeah, we just had too much running at the
same
time.
Yeah,
because
he said that there was a line that was really hot downstairs, so.
Yeah, we were running too hot.
We were
hot
running
line, hot line.
Yeah, our fireplace is working, guys. You can see behind us, we have a firework fire going here.
Damn it, Ted. I'm a medium, not an electrical engineer.
Yeah, we know, Robert.
No, so I was like, damn it, Jim.
So, you guys, you're able to call in. Let's call in and let's start asking questions here now that we're back to norm.
Well, were we ever norm?
No, we were never norm.
We're never norm.
Nope.
But I don't even remember what we were talking about because I totally got...
Side rails.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure that we all enjoyed that.
Rookie Writer Solutions.
.com. Pin that right back up there.
Yes, I am.
And the phone number.
I sure am.
Oh, I apologize.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah. I guess.
So let me ask you guys something. Tell me a little bit about some of the places that you've investigated and the experiences that you've had.
Oh man, I've had some.
Role reversal.
Oh, so now, yeah, now role reversal. Now she's the interviewer. Now.
I like that. That's kind of fun.
It's not pinned.
It's. I know.
Oh, there
I
it
have
is.
To wait till it comes up so I can pin it, Levy.
Oh, sorry. Impatiency, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a new word.
I do too.
I invented it just now.
Impatiency.
It's copyrighted. I just said it right now. It's mine.
It's copyrighted. It's mine.
So do you want to start, Cindy?
I was going to say, which would you like?
I'm trying
to go through my files.
See, the majority of the things that I've investigated, I'm a... residential investigator. I investigate more residential locations
than
any of these other bigger places. I have done a couple, like the Avon Inn, 200-year-old building.
I could talk about Go Art. That was a cool one.
Yeah, Go Art. I mean, this is Avon Inn was...
I can even talk about historic Palmyra.
Yeah. I mean,
I could talk about a lot.
But can I finish my sentence here, damn it? Jeez. It ain't gonna happen. I know.
Happen.
I was like,
ain't
look,
gonna do
squirrel.
It.
Squirrel. Avon Inn is 200-year-old building. People, Catherine Hepburn stayed there. The Fords stayed there. Some big names actually stayed there. And
oh, cool.
There's actually, they're saying it's haunted. There's things seen there, such as spirits. I think the weirdest thing was a stagecoach driver. Well, we showed up in room 130. At 129 and 130. Two different times,
oh, wow.
50 years apart, these people claim to have the same experience of a stagecoach driver showing up in their room. They didn't know each other.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's amazing, you know.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, that kind of stuff just fascinates me.
It's great stuff, but residential was mostly my thing, you know, helping out clients and doing all that.
Hey, Carla. Yeah. So I've done a lot of residentials.
Right.
But
we've done a few together.
Yes. And I've also done, and so I'm a little different than the normal
you're different
investigator,
everywhere.
Right?
She's definitely a little
right.
Different.
Patience.
Well, that's just like my protagonist in my story. You know, it's kind of the same thing as, you know, having a psychic and doing the ghost investigations and
Hey, Hunter. Hey,
yes,
Hunter.
Robin, or yes, Edna. We had discussed that already. She has been on investigations, and it did help with her research for a book. Yes, we have.
Yes.
We already discussed that.
The goat building? No, the goat. Robert's got a very good memory. Do you know why he's
Shut up,
saying
Robert.
That?
Shut up, Robert.
So every time Teddy would say the Goat building, I'd be like, are you saying the freaking goat building?
Goat.
Because he wasn't enunciating Goat. It sounded like the goat.
It's Goat building.
Goat. The goat. But it sounded like goat. I'm like, are you saying goat?
It's an old, it's called the Goat Art Building. And basically the history on the building was that it was a gentleman's club.
Right.
That women were not allowed in there.
Yes. So let's not say
that. I like
that.
Go-karts.
Okay.
So when I went in there and I was on the bottom, I was on the first floor of the Goat Art Building. It was cool. I picked up a lot of stuff. But it wasn't until I walked up the stairs, I literally had a gentleman that was blocking my way from actually stepping onto the second floor. And he's like,
wow.
Women aren't allowed up here. You need to get back downstairs. And I'm like, what you don't understand is I'm coming up here anyway. I'm going to investigate this.
Typical Cindy attitude.
I did.
Yeah.
And he just would follow me around. You're not allowed up here. You need to leave. There was a lot that I found out and understood about that gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gentleman's club, but it was also like a gay club. It was
well, there was
first,
some of that,
oh,
but they were
wow.
bringing female as well. They were bringing up prostitutes.
I did not get any women.
Really?
It was not women at all. It was all men. Men. They didn't even like the maids. They had a maid that was allowed up there, but it was after everything was done.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was
wow.
It was really cool. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
It was very
wow.
interesting. Because it was so my investigations are so much different. So I think one of the most one of the craziest ones was at what do you call it, where you and I were, and you asked me to come down, and you also had another medium there. I'm not you.
Yeah, there was another location that we had talked about. Yeah. I don't want to go into that though. Please.
Okay.
But we did Palmyra.
I've done.
But no, remember there was a residential we did in Palmyra. There was.
Yep. Christy.
Yep. Yeah. And the hotel itself.
The hotel?
Or not hotel, the general store. We were in the general store, Historical Palmyra. Didn't we do the general store together and all that?
Yeah,
because we had
Did I do that one with you? I've done them all.
Yes, we were there. We did the radio show live there.
We did the radio show there. Yes, but I thought he meant do an investigation. We were there.
Well,
we did after.
Right,
not really an investigation.
I've done it
more
by
like
my,
a walk-through,
I've done it by myself with Bonnie. Bonnie and I have done the stores several times without. Hey, Jeff. So one of them that I've done, there was I have a good one. In Lyons, they have the prison, the old Wayne County Jail, and there's a gentleman that had been hanged and still to this day is there and says that he was not guilty, but he was executed in the tree that was near the property.
Another hanging tree.
And it was a
hanging
tree. And the gentleman had told me that he was innocent, and he explained the tree that's where he was killed. And everybody, he was executed there, and the whole town watched it, basically. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
And I have heard from other people since I did that investigation that they had the same experience that I had, which was about the gentleman that he was guilty, and he's still there trying to make everybody understand that he's innocent.
You know, it's funny, because not to get off subject, but you brought that up, and like, who was it? It was Robert that was just pinning it. It's down underneath Bree Danger down there. I love it how he made the we're men.
Men in tight tights
roaming around the world looking for fights. There you go. Yeah.
Hi, Deidre.
That was a funny movie.
Deidre Para SGP.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've had some fun stuff.
Yeah. So investigating
really cool
places
thing.
Like that, I mean, if you're looking to do stories or get your next inspiration. Your next idea. It's awesome.
Cool.
I mean, I love doing the investigating and having an author who's writing follow you around. That's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, I remember doing one with Discovery Paranormal, and we had one of those dolls that you actually have to touch and it'll light up.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was not a blow up doll, John. So we were in the basement, and the basement was creepy because this guy that killed a woman, he took her to it was his phone, I think. He took her body through the basement window.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in there and we're talking to this woman or to this gentleman and trying to talk to the woman that had passed on, et cetera. Well, all of a sudden the doll keeps going off and I cannot hold my stuff because it's lighting up this completely dark room. And mind you, we were videoing so we could put it on the web, and I'm like, oh my F. And he's like, Cindy, you need to stop swearing. Cause it was just crazy. I would ask it something. It would answer with perfectly.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying me, to be honest.
No, I get it. I get it. You know?
Yeah.
But,
It was terrifying. And I'm certain you could still find that. He probably bleeped me out.
Yeah. I'm trying to answer Michael. Michael actually is Michael Keane is
texting me
at the same time.
Oh, was he?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Did he hear us playing his? Thank goodness we got his thing in before we were cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Goar building was fun to investigate. Those disembodied footsteps were crazy for my first investigation. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you stayed, Edna, and did the investigation. What was it, the next day? It wasn't the same night, right?
Investigation was the following night.
Yeah. I knew it was after us sometime. I kept hearing footsteps. That was one of the things, Edna, that I kept hearing. I kept hearing footsteps I would hear footsteps and I'd tell them, look, I can hear the footsteps, and I'm certain everybody would be able to hear these footsteps.
Right, right. Well, we, at the end of the night, we didn't get much during the investigation till the end when we were packing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally were sitting there packing up, and you heard somebody run right down the hallway. And it was amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Because I thought it was.
So
and
it was it was interesting.
The boys, meaning my sons.
Well, no, because this is a separate night from you.
Oh, right.
It was the night after. Yeah. We had stayed in it. Was it that night or was it the night before? No, it was that night because
well,
we investigated
done,
on Saturday.
I had investigated with him before we
but it was,
started.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I know since then they've had people going in there. So
okay.
I think a lot of the things, Robin, when it comes to investigating, I mean, like I
mm-hmm.
said, mine is mostly residential.
That's
and to write about residential stuff, we don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
we have the clauses that we sign that we don't allow information off and blah, 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 blah. But, you know,
right,
certain things.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
I'm sure you could come up with anything. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's exciting for me when I do research, but getting to chat with folks that have gone on investigations or with Cindy, her ability and those kinds of things, it's just nice to be able to have that kind of information to a degree, not necessarily using it, but it still, it helps me whenever I'm putting a story together, you know?
Right. Yeah. I would like to be in your mind sometime. I mean, I think that would be cool. Just to listen to, I mean, seriously, because I know how I work and how I think and my creativity and the way that my mind formulates things to make people laugh, to make whatever, the stories that I have running through my head, I'd really like to hear your head and
right.
hear the story from your head, seriously.
Right, right. That's,
yeah,
you know, people like Robin that have these stories exactly figure out. Okay, so do you ever get ideas while you're dreaming and then wake up and go, God, that would be a good book?
I
yes.
have had,
you know?
I've had some times. I remember one time waking up and I had an idea that was sometimes if I'm struggling with something during the day and, you know, you cause that block sometimes that you can't work through or you're trying to figure out a scene. And sometimes it's clearly when I clear my mind, I have to settle my mind, you know, shut off all the internal noise. And usually
right.
in sleep, that's the best time. And there was a time I remember waking up and I was like, oh, I know exactly what to do. And I had to grab my phone and I had to write it in my notes on the app because I literally would have probably forgotten it the next day. And in fact, I almost kind of did when I woke up that I had done that, you know. So, yeah, there are times that happens to me. And if I try to work too hard at it, I have to walk away from it, you know, and that's usually whenever I'm able to come up with an idea or something to put in the story.
That's awesome. Hey, Mark. Hey, Diane. Thanks for joining us.
Ooh.
That's amazing. That
yeah.
is just amazing. Hi, Diane. Two Dianes in a row.
Ah, look at that.
yeah, that's super crazy to me, right? Because I mean, how I can say how many of us have done this. I know that I've woken up from dreams. So this is the funny part. I woke up from a dream. I remembered it all day to talk to my girlfriend, my bestie, who now lives in Arizona. She was still up here at the time. And now, mind you, 15 years had passed since I told her about my book that I had written in my dream. And my girlfriend goes, oh, you mean this? And she said the name of it. And I was like, shit, that's exactly what I know exactly what the title of my book is now. Because we were literally talking about, well, what's the name of my book going to be? I said to her, what could I possibly, she's like, what do you mean different than what they already gave you?
Mm.
And I said, wait, what did they already give me? Obviously I didn't know what town. But she has a photographic memory. Thank the goddess. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. So yeah, she gave me my book title and I've not forgotten it since.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Thank goodness.
You guys, we only have a few minutes left with her, so
if you have any questions,
let's get that We only have a few more minutes with Miss Robin, and I've got to tell you that it's been great having you here with us.
So much fun, yeah.
You know,
thank you.
I love what you do. I love that you want to help others that are in the place where you can.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there's somebody willing to help the noobs. And I think that's
the
amazing.
Noobs.
It's true, though. Hey, Mary.
The newbies. The newbies.
Yeah. It's a tough when you don't know what to do, how to do it, what protocols do you follow. I mean, so it's really fantastic that you have and offer this help. So I commend you. I appreciate it. So please go, if you guys are interested in writing, go check out Robin's information. It's rookiewritersolutions.com and check it out. I mean, what could it possibly hurt? I think that you could only gain so much more from
talking. Yeah, and fantasy, fantasy is huge. I mean, in every avenue. I mean, look at it as in games, TV, books. I mean,
War Dragons.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're really into stuff like that, pick up one of the books. I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll love it. You know, we could say that we would like to see the vampire one as a book, as a movie.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
Tony said, sorry guys, not a reader, but Robin sounds interesting. I may have to break my streak of not.
Go
read, Tony. Tell us what you think.
Well, she is now she is putting them on audio. So they will be audiobooks. Yeah. You know, she is having the series on. So
hi, Darlene.
Eventually you will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be great. So,
yeah, if anybody has any questions about anything, they can reach out to me on my website. Anything with writing and even with my stories, you know, reach out. Glad to help.
I told you they're shy. They don't like to call in.
They don't. Okay, let's see. Edna replying to Edna. I used to live in a town called Geneseo. One morning, the large granite fountain had been hit by a large truck, knocking it off its base. Very bad damage to the sides, and the bronze bear that was in the middle ended up in the sewer below. Before they put the new fountain in, they tore up the asphalt down to the original brick when the town was first built. It was the summer, and I was in my flip-flops. I took them off and stood on the bricks. Oh, my God. The history that flowed up into me was amazing. I felt so much. That is so cool, Edna. Oh, you know, it's funny. I just read that and I felt.
Is that in Geneseo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally just felt like horse-drawn carriages.
Yeah, I think it was last summer it got hit. I think it was one of those Rock City or something, the water trucks.
Oh.
What is that called? Some Pure Rock or something. Anyways,
they
hit it.
Truck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's along the lines of stuff that I say to you. It's like placing your hand on a building that's 200 or 300 years old.
Absolutely.
And just feeling, you know, what if the brick or the walls could talk? I mean, it's that type of thing.
Right. Absolutely. I mean,
you know, could you imagine a book about somebody like that that didn't know they have gifts, but they walked through life and they always touched something and got images and, you know,
yep,
something from the past? That would be an awesome book. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
I remember to play with. So somebody said, "Hey, can you read this ring?"
Right.
And I said, "Let's play. Let's find out." So I literally took her ring in my hand, put it in there, and I literally had a whole scene that I was watching play out, and I was telling her. She's like, "Oh my God, you're freaking me out." And I said, Why? She said, "What you're seeing," I described the room, I described everything, down to her throwing this ring to her guy.
Mm.
And she's like, "You're freaking me out." She's like, "That absolutely happened."
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
isn't
cool.
that well? Yeah. That's isn't that called psychometry? Because that's what I have some of that. Yep. Yeah. My protagonist has that ability too. She, as she progresses through the series, her abilities grow and she starts to hone in on stuff. And that's one of her abilities, if she's able to use psychometry. So yeah,
hi,
that's cool.
Congratulations on the bambino. Aww. It's a beautiful little girl, Tina, which is Teddy's sister. She popped on.
She popped the other day.
Well, she sure did. She had the baby the other day.
Yes, she did.
And beautiful. Tell us her name.
Congratulations, Tina.
Congratulations to Uncle Teddy. What's your niece's name, Teddy?
Elena Ann Marie.
Aw. A-A-M.
Elena Ann Marie.
Oh,
E. Elena Ann Marie.
Oh, I thought it was A for some reason when you sent it to me.
But there's a new name for your book, too, as a character.
Did you write a book? I want to read it.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that a cool
name? I am
going to
write a book.
Elena Ann Marie.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, we're throwing all this stuff out to you, but when my first niece was born, I had told my sister, I go, oh, I got a name for you. Rain, as in R-E-I-G-N. So she actually incorporated that in my niece's name. But if I ever had a daughter, I wanted her name to be Whisper Grace.
Oh,
isn't that awesome?
Sweet.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's cool.
Very sweet.
So Native American side of the family. I thought it was cool.
I was going
but to. The little boy, his first name would have been Taw. T-A-W. Taw.
Oh, cute. Jet was a girl, it was going to be Willow Olivia.
Willow.
Wood. Oh. Willow
like
Olivia
that.
Wood.
Wow. Okay, we're turning it into a baby show. No, we're not. Anyways.
Elena.
So
yeah.
I just want to say thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah.
It was amazing having you here, and we'd love to have you come back in the future. Definitely let us know about the audiobooks, because I'm sure that people like Tony would love it, and so would I. I would love to be able to listen to it.
I'd love to listen and to read them. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's just...
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's being lazy.
Pass it on. We can pass it on the show.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just being lazy.
Yeah. No, just kidding. No. No, because sometimes you don't have the... I mean, it's a luxury sometimes to sit down and read a book.
Oh, yeah,
it
I
really
guess.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
And when I read and really into it, I stop my life. Mm. I literally stop.
Yeah.
So when Harry Potter, I read the whole book series, I literally stopped. Just read and read and read and read. And I'm like, okay, I need to have a – but I was so much in – so when I read, I'm in there, in that place.
See, I guess I can – in some sense, I mean, I this is going to sound really stupid, but this is something probably John would do. I'm not sure, but I read the entire Egyptian Book of the Dead. Now, I don't know if you know how many pages of that book. That book is huge.
Yes.
And I even bought the dictionary to go with it so that I could actually decipher some of the hieroglyphics in the photos as well.
You didn't use Budge, did you?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Bud doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No. So I went into that as well. When it's a subject I'm really into, I will take the time and, you know, go into it. It's like I just watched Josh Gates last night where he just did you watch it?
No. So I didn't know what happened. I was so mad.
They dug up a
mummy.
A mummy live.
Live.
And opened it up right then and there. It was great.
I saw that. I watched it. Yep.
Wasn't it amazing?
Cool.
Yeah.
Totally amazing.
Really good.
I love him. I love Josh.
Not yet. I haven't read the Grindelwald series yet, but I've watched the movies. I want to. And I haven't read the screenplay of the Miraculous Child or whatever it is, but I do have it at home. I think I have the Grindelwald. Maybe I don't. I don't remember now.
So.
Live mummy found dead.
Yeah, no, Robert.
Crazy Robert.
Jesus. No shit, Robert.
He cracks me up. But
right.
I love Josh because it's unexplained.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on the show.
Oh my God, if you have him on the show, my bestie will have to. Like, please do it during June when she's here.
Right. All right. So one more time, I just want to thank you, Robin. Thank you for being a guest on Paris
Talk
Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I had a blast. You guys are awesome. This was a great time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You know, sorry about us cutting out, but we had no control over that.
That was scary.
That's quite all right.
Because we're sitting in the dark.
We're like, nobody's like looking, and then we look at each other.
Like,
we're like,
boom,
what the
like,
frick
yeah,
is
okay,
going on?
We're in the
we
dark.
Look at John. We look at each other, then we look at John.
So, all right, guys. I just want to say one more time. If you want to check out Robin's books, you can go to Rookie. Oh, what the hell is it?
I bet the episode.
Rookie Writer Solutions.com.
That's just a mouthful to say. So, you can go there, check out her books, read her bio. And if you want to write, reach out to her because she can give you some pointers and some help. And it would be awesome. Robert, that was not the preview of Ted in the Dark or Dark with Ted. That'll be happening shortly. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in tonight and listening to us ramble on and be silly and all that stuff. But we really do hope that you take something away from our shows. The authors, the people that are guests, their websites and their information. We try to say, I don't know. We just want to make sure that everybody's aware of what's happening around them. Michael T. Keene, thank you so much for
Michael T. Keene.
We love your stuff, and we will continue on with that. And if you want to hear chapter two, part two, I think, right?
I think so.
Chapter one, part two. That's going to be next Monday at 9:00. We are doing this religiously at 9:00 on our shows. So make sure you do that. I've slacked a little. I got a pin on intro and chapter one yet on the website. I will get that hopefully done tonight. And for the first part of chapter one.
Oh, wait,
it says the
site isn't coming up.
I'm not sure. Thank you, guys. Thank you again, everybody, for showing up here for video. Thank you, Robin. Have a good night.
Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. So don't forget, next week we have the She Squatchers.
Yes, that's
an all-female
so
team
fun.
That go out on Bigfoot.
Can you imagine?
So yeah. So make sure you tune in. And at 9:00, we're doing the next section of the book from T. Keene. And I'm so excited about this. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We are split. Like a banana.
We're leaving.
Make
there
like
you
a
go.
Fetus and head out.
Oh! Wow. Something like prairie dog? Never mind.
Go heads and peekers.
So there you go. Anyway, don't forget, where there's darkness, there's
delight.
Touching cotton. You've been listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy. Catch us next Monday when we will bring you an event.
Thank you to our sponsor, Jay Wolf Productions. Be good and remember, wherever there is
darkness,
there is always
light. I'm in control. Okay, I'm starting. Some chili and some cheese.
That sounds like a.
That's what.
That sounds like some serious sheet floating.
That's what Tony and Bree had.
A little sheet floater.
a sheet loader.
Until somebody pulls it over your head and makes it a Dutch oven.
Am I just hitting end episode?
Yeah.
End episode. The episode.